Okay, so today's Tomorrow Daf Yud Gimel. We're on Yud Gimel. Yerusha Shem will finish the first parak today. So the Mishnah is, we're on the Mishnah. We ran through the end yesterday, but okay, we're on the Mishnah now. Folks, so we'll come now. The Mishnah doesn't talk about things of which Tomorrow is not applicable or not effective. When it comes to birds, touching birds, the Menachos, and when it comes to Korban Menachos, so flower offerings, Ain Osim Tomorrow. You can't make Tomorrow. You can't set. It would be effective if you did tmura from a bird to a bird or from a mincha to a mincha. Shelo nemar ela behema. Tanakhama says that the reason why it doesn't apply to ofos and menachos is because in the pasuk by tmura it says im hamer yamir behema behema, and a bird and menachos and minchos are not behemos. Hatzibor vashutafin ein osim tmura. A korban sibor or a korban that's owned by partners, multiple people, cannot be effective. In fact, tmura. I guess the case would be where one of the tzibur or one of the shutfin try to do tmura, or maybe they all try to do it together, basically with the shutfin. Shenemar, the pasuk says, lo yachlifenu v'lo yamir, which is the lashon of yachid. Lo yachlifenu v'lo yamir. Yachid oset tmura v'in at tzibur v'ashutafin osin truma. So it can only be effective with the carbon of a yachid, not with the carbon of a tzibur or a carbon of partners. Kache bedek habayis. So you made something kaddish, even if you made an animal. Something that was becomes kaddish, well, the animal will be hard, because if an animal is, remember we saw that, if an animal is right to be a korban and you make it bedek habayis, it must be a balmum. So kache bedek habayis, ain osin tmura, also cannot be tmura, because the pasuk says, by tmura it says korban. So only things that are called a korban can be brought. And kache bedek habayis, according to Tanakhama, is not called a korban. Amar Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon, according to most, Rabbi Shimon is not arguing on the rules that we just brought down, but for whatever reason, maybe we'll see in the Gemara, for whatever reason, he has to learn these halachos from a different drasha, from a different psukim. So Rabbi Shimon says, the din of Tamura is first written by all of the korbanos. Right? It's written in Vayichachav Zayin Yud. Then in Paraglamet Gimel, it talks about the Meiser Behema, and again says, Lo Yamirenu, Bim Hamer Yamirenu, Vayu Tumur So Yakodesh. So the Meiser was already in the Klal, was in the general rule of all Korbanos not to do about Tumura, and then it comes, the Torah mentions it specifically by itself. So he says, Vahare Meiser Bichlal Haya. Meiser was already included in the general rule about Tumura. The Lama Yotza, why does it come out? Why does the Torah repeat it specifically again by the Meiser? So he says, it comes to teach you that, because what's the characteristics in the carbon miser is what defines the characteristics of what can affect tmura. So he says, "Hari miser bechalal ha'yivolam yatsa lo merlach." To tell you, ma miser carbon yachid, just like a miser is a carbon yachid, tmura is also carbon yachid, right? So yatsa carbon ot zibor. Umay miser carbon mizbeach. Miser all goes on to mizbeach. Yatsa carbonos bedek habayis, which means kachy bedek habayis, which tmura is not noheg by them. So he has to learn it out from miser. So Tan Rabbanan. We learned in the Brisa, right? The Brisa's teaching, and also why Tamura doesn't apply by Kache Bedek Habayis. Also, just pointing out, the Mishnah didn't mention with Rabbi Shimon about, you know, Shutfas. So Rashi points out, the last Rashi before the Gemara, he says, Maiser Korban Yachid Hu, the Oser Tamura, Av Kol Korban Yachid Tamura, Yotze Korban Tzibor, the Maiser Lesser B'Shutfas. Meiser you can't have a korban meiser with shutfos. I mean, in parakam de bechoros, yeh lechav alochel shutfos. There's no possibility of a meiser when it comes to shutfos. Tan Rabbanan, yochel you kachi bedek habayis osin tmura. You might have thought that bedek habayis could also, kachi bedek habayis could also, if you did tmura with them, it would also be effective. What?
We both own a flock, and we gave
the
wife, they can be
shutfos. There is no, the korban meiser is not brought for shutfos. It's only brought for yochel owns it. Yochel you at kachy bedek habayis osin tmura. You would think that kachy bedek habayis could do tmura. Talmud lomar, the pasuk says in behemah she agrivu b'menu korban b'hashem. It's be a korban. Mishen nikru korban yotzu kachy bedek habayis shlo nikru korban. Only things that are called a korban, which comes to exclude kachy bedek habayis, which are not called a korban. Mar says lo kachy bedek habayis are not called korban. Below v'atanya we have the following brisa. The following brisa is discussing the isser of shitos kachim b'chutz, shechting a kachim animal outside the base of Midrash. The pasuk says, "V'al pesach olam moed lo hepiyo lakriv karban la Hashem." Right, the name is Kan Hashem. So e karban. So So the Gemara says, we're talking about, this is a Braisa specific talking about shechting kachim outside the Beis HaMikdash. The Braisa says, if it's karbon, shomei ani afilu kachim bedek abayis. I would have thought to include even bedek abayis. You see from this Braisa, that the Braisa clearly says that karbon includes bedek abayis. Because you need another limud to teach me that shchita of kachim or bedek abayis outside the Beis HaMikdash doesn't violate shchita's chutz. Shchita, right. He says, "E karban shomeya ani afilu kachi bedek abayis she nikru u karban." Because they are called a karban. Keinyan shene emar. This is a pasuk in Bamidbar. It says, "V'nakrev es karban Hashem ishan shermatzak lizav etzadav etzimita basagil umaz." They're going to bring these karban to Hashem. These items that can only be kachi bedek abayis. It's called the karban. So Talmud Omer. So how do I know that shchitas chutz? The Braisa continues. How do I know that shchitas chutz only applies to karbanos to kachim izbeach? If the pasuk says the el pesach olam moed lo yivio, he didn't bring it to the opening of the olam moed. Kol haba pesach olam moed, only if something that is supposed to be brought to the olam moed to be hukrav, that's chayav in olam mishum shchutei chutz. That would obligate you if a violation of shchutei chutz. The kol she'ein haba pesach olam moed, something that's not brought, that doesn't need to be brought to the olam moed, ein chayav in olam mishum shchutei chutz. That's why you're not going to be chayav shchutei chutz, not from the word karbon, because you see, because according to this price, it says the word karbon includes kachay bedek abayis. So that's a kasha on we have one price on our Mishnah that excludes bedek abayis from tamura because it's not karbon. And this price that says, had it not been for Ditton Limud, you would have had kachay bedek abayis including shchutei chutz because it is called karbon. So the Gemara, right, the Gemara says, alma ikri karbon. It's called a karbon. So the Gemara says, amar Rabbi Chanina lo kasha. It's not a kasha. Ha Rabbi Shimon, the ha rabbanon. One braisa is Rabbi Shimon, one braisa is Rabbanon. The second braisa, right, Rabbi Shimon ikri karbon. According to Rabbi Shimon, he holds that the word karbon includes kachay bedek abayis. So that second braisa is going according to Rabbi Shimon, right? And Rabbanon lo ikri karbon. And for the Rabbanon, it's not considered a karbon. So the first braisa goes according to the Rabbanon. That also shows just what gives us insight as to why Rabbi Shimon had to bring this whole lima by Meiser to teach us that it doesn't apply to bedek abayis, because it has to be similar to Meiser as opposed to the first lima in the Mishnah.
So why is it ikri karbon meaning from the word karbon?
Yeah, because the word from the word that we've read in Bamidbar, it says v'nakrev es karban Hashem isha sher matzah. That pasuk is talking about items.
So why do you need Meiser for the point of Shimon? You have karbon.
Because karbon would include bedek abayis. So if you don't have the limud from Meiser, you would include kachay bedek abayis and tamura. So the Gemara says, wait a second, lo. But how can the Chachamim say that bedek abayis does not include that karbon does not include bedek abayis? We have that pasuk in Bamidbar Perek Lamed Aleph, v'nakrev es karban Hashem, which says talking about items. It's not talking about animals. So that's kachay bedek abayis. V'hakziv, the pasuk says, v'nakrev es karban Hashem. So the Gemara answers, karban Hashem ikri, but karban la Hashem lo ikri. It's considered a karban Hashem, means it's considered a gift to Hashem. Karban la Hashem is like our definition of karban, something that's actually sacrificed on the Mizbeach. So therefore, they're going to say that kachay bedek abayis are not included in the word karban. Okay, Tana Rabbanan, another braisa. Pasuk Rav Shimon says, lo yivaker ben tov l'ra v'lo yimrenu. That's talking about by the Meiser. Again, by Karban Meiser, it says this whole idea of Tamura again, by Meiser. So, Lama Nemar, why does it say it here? V'alok far Nemar, it says elsewhere, by all Karbanos, it says, Lo yachliflenu, v'lo yomiroso, tov v'ra. So, he says, L'fisha Nemar, lo yachliflenu, v'lo yomiro tov, mashwa Karban Yachid, Karban Zibor. Because he says, the lo yachliflenu, v'lo yomiro tov, would have included everything, even a Karban Zibor, and would also include bedek abayis. Talmud Lomar, therefore, says lo yivaker, talks about meiser, and that's where he has the whole limud of meiser, and everything has to be similar to meiser. And now the explanation. V'amar Rabbi Shimon, hari meiser b'chlal haya. Meiser was in the general rule of korbanos. Lama yotza, why did it come out to write it again, the dini of tamura? Lomar lach, to teach you, ma meiser korban yochid, just like meiser is only a korban yochid, v'korban mizbeach, and it's a korban that's brought on the mizbeach, v'davar sheba b'chova, and it's something that's obligatory to bring. Bedek abayis is not obligatory. Bedek abayis is only something that you volunteer to make something kadosh bedek abayis. V'davar she'enu b'shutafos. There is no concept of, there is no shutfus when it comes to korban ma'aser. Af kol korban yachid, the korban mizbeach. V'davar she'ba b'chovo. V'davar she'enu ba b'shutfos. Those are the characteristics. Right? Why would you question this type of little other characteristics of korban ma'aser? Say only kashik halim. Say only something that sprinkles, that's only sprinkled on the zbeach once, as an exclude chatas. Why do you, I don't understand why you only stop at certain, why do you only stop where you need to stop? Right? There's so much, it can be so, can be more, so much more expansive as to what the character traits of a carbon mice are. We'll get to Ola in a second. Why? Because Ola is another double. Right, so we'll get to it in a second. So Gemara says, okay, so we'll get to that in, shortly, we will get to that. So the Gemara then says, now we have a Bryce, the Rebbe Omer. So the problem is now, according to Rabbi Shimon, I understand why Meiser was singled out. Meiser is singled out to teach me certain rules about Temura that I wouldn't have known otherwise from the first Pasuk. But according to the Chachamim, the Tanakama or Rebbe, who says that when I learn everything out, I don't need the idea from Meiser. Right? The beginning of our Mishnah learned it out from Behema and from all those Lo Yachlif Lanu Lo Yamir, from the first, doesn't learn anything out from Meiser. So why is Meiser singled out? So he says, Rebbe Omer, Lama Yotza Meiser, Neata, why was Meiser taken to teach itself? Lidon b'tumura shumo, u b'tumura's gufo. Because Meiser has an extra concept of tumura. Well, let's see if we can read it, Rashi. Let's top of the second line. Rebbe Omer, Lama Yotza Meiser, Neata. The sphere of the Rebbe, because Rebbe holds, the Mishum kol hani lo itzrich. I don't need this holding from Meiser. The korban yachid mi lo yamir nafka. Korban yachid is because it says lo yamir is singular. The mashmal shen yachid. The korban mizbeach mi korban nafka. Korban mizbeach lapet the kabayas because it says korban. Right? Alme islay the Rebbe nafka. Alme, it should be less late. Rebbe the kachi bet the kabayas. Right, he holds kachi bet the kabayas lo wicker korban. The dover shevachova the kamat rav shimon mine ola haba min hamosaros. See, okay, we'll get to that in a moment. So why is then Meiser singled out? If they don't need it to teach me the din of Temura. Rashi says, Lefisha Yotza Meiser Lidon B'Temura Shemo. So there's Temura's Gufo, which is the way we always talk about Meiser. Say, this should be Temura of this. Meiser also has a special din called Temura Shemo. The halacha is that the tenth animal is supposed to be Meiser. You count 8, 9, 10, put the red stripe. But if you mess up and you count 9 as 10, and then you count 10 as 10, and then you count 11 as 10, so all three become kachim get kedusha. Number 10 gets kedusha because it's number 10. And the other ones get kedusha because you called them. That kedusha is called Temura Shemo. That you made a mistake with the, you flipped the name. Right? Rashi says, "Lefisha yetsa ma'is lidom b'Temura Shemo." The ksiv le'el minei v'chol ma'iser. It says l'chol ma'iser u'maravina mi'v'kol. And from the word v'kol, we made a riboy. Lerabos to include Shimkara la Siri Tishi, Ulachadasar Siri, Shneyem Kedoshim, Vahainu Temura Shemo. That's considered Temura Shemo. Hilkach Itzdrich Lemichtev Nami im Hamer Yarimeno Lidom Betrumas Gufo. Because that's why I need the Pasuk by Temura to teach me specifically about Temura's Gufo by Meiser. Im Hemi Behemos Hulin Eitzel Meiser, Vahomer Zokazo, Nitbisabit Temura. If I did the Temura's Gufo, this Behemos, like that Behemos, it works. The ilok sive, because I had not written the halachas of Temura by Meiser, hava amina lo avit Temura. I would have thought maybe that it wouldn't be Temura. Ki demarin on the kaman, because we have this rule, supposed to say in the Yukim Amidos, of davar shahayu b'chlal, something that's in the klal, the yotza lido medavar chadash, and it comes out of the klal to teach us something new, the hainu chidush Temura shmo, what's teaching us something new, it's teaching us this din of Temura shmo, which doesn't apply to any other karban. Right, the rule is, if something's in the cloud, and then it comes out of the cloud to teach you something, it doesn't go back into the cloud unless the Torah specifically puts it back in. So had the Torah not specifically put Meiser back into the cloud, we would have thought that Meiser got pulled out to teach us this din, that Meiser, because it has this din of Temura's Shemo, would have been included in the regular dinim of Temura's Gufo. That's why the Torah has specifically put Meiser back in and talk about Temura's Gufo by Meiser. So the Gemara says, right, so that's why back in the Gemara says, Lomalach, to teach us, right, why does it come to, it teaches us that there's a distinction between Temura's Gufo and Temura's Shemo. Temura's Shemo, which is then called in 9, 10, and the 11, 10, Temura's Shemo, Kreva, that's brought on the Mizbeach, because that's shlamim. But tumuras gufo ain't no kriva. You're teaching it, but tumas gufo by the korban by the meiser would not be brought on the mizbeach, which is interesting. Every other tumura is brought on the mizbeach, but the tumuras of the meiser is not. Rashi says tumuras shemo kriva, tumuras gufo ain't no kriva because amar mepirkin el gemar ha'avara ha'avara mibechor ubechor k'siv hein kriven ve'ain tumurasan kriven. There's a zayir shava by bechor. That right, there's no tumura by bechor either, I guess. So the gzeirah shavah by meiser doesn't allow the tumura to be brought. But and then
I
don't know. I don't know. The tumura shemo nigeles. Tumura shemo can be redeemed. Right, if there's a mum on the 11th, if it was 10, if there was a redeemed, it can redeem it. Tumura's gufo ain't nigeles, but tumura's gufo cannot be redeemed. I guess it would just have to be grazed. Right, tumuras gufo chala al dava haroi v'al dava she'ena roi. Tumuras gufo, if you're doing the regular type of tumura, can apply to anything that to any type of animal, even if it's not royal mizbeach, where the pasuk says lo yivaker ben tov l'ra. Doesn't make a difference. The tumura applies, and you have to deal with that karban, with that second animal B as a kutchim with a mum. And but by tumura shemo eino chala el al dava haroi v'alva. But tumura shemo when you call 9, 10, or 10, 11, it only gets Kedusha if that number 9, that number 11, were roi to go on to the Mizbeach, and they're not a Baal Mum. So they're making all these distinctions between Tumor's Gufo and Tumor's Shmo. So the Gemara says, so Amri, the Gemara asks on Rebbe now, Amri Mishun the Rabbi Rahman, the Isbe Tumor Shmo, Igruri Igra? Wait a second. It has the regular dins of Tumura. Now the Torah adds this new din of Tumor's Shmo. So because we have this new din of Tumor's Shmo, therefore, we're going to take away certain halachas from Tumuras Gufo and tell you that despite the fact that there is Tumuras Gufo, it doesn't go on the Mizbeach. So Gemara says, yeah. That's what you would have thought. I mean, all these things you would have thought. He says, no, de Amrina, my de Rabbi, my de lo Rabbi. So you would have said that whatever is included would have been included. Whatever is not included would not have been included. So where do we know this din? And that's why you have to put it back into the Pasuk. So the Gemara says, "V'hamei hachatesei, where is this klal that something that has chiddush doesn't get something that you have chiddush dimasuyam is you subtract from it the other dinim?" He says, "Amar Rafuna, Breider of Shua, Mishum, the Havidar Rabali Yidum Medav Chadash, Ein Bo Elu Kedusha Bovad. Something that has a new din only gets judged by that new din. But I think what we're saying here is that it gets placed back in because we say we have the halachas of Tumura written by Meiser." So all these havaminas we don't have, and therefore it would have been placed back in. The Gemara asked, why would you have had this havamina? He says, yeah, because davar that was in the klal, and then it got put out, doesn't get put back in unless the Torah specifically puts back in. But the Torah did specifically put back in. So I think these distinctions that these chilukim don't apply. I don't know if these chilukim actually apply or not. Lumaskana. I don't know.
I'm just saying,
Kudra Shimi
said, learn the whole thing from myself.
Right.
Right. But he would say also that it's not.
This is not Reb Shimon. This is in Rebbe.
Yeah, I'm saying he would say.
I don't know. This is in Rebbe. My Rashi is the Embo El Chidusho LaHachi Itzdrich LiRibuye. Then Rashi gives a whole other. Rashi has a whole different gear so how to learn the Gemara, which we're not going to do. Okay. Next. Now the Gemara is going back to Reb Shimon and is going to ask your question. Reb Shimon learned from Meiser. And only something that comes as a chova can be tumura. So Amar le Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak le Rava, li Rabbi Shimon de Amar davar ba bechova, olos chova he de avda tumura ha olos the davar lo. What about okay? There's certain olos that are chiyuvim that you must bring, but certain olos are brought in a davar. You bring an ola as a chiyuv. You just bring it as, so then that would be there'd be no tumura in that instance. So Amar le, so Rava says no. Olas nedava nami, olas nedava also, because kevan de kabiole of the tmura. Once you accept upon yourself the obligation to bring the ola, it becomes a chiyuv to bring it. So what's it coming to exclude? Velo nitzucha ella ola haba amina mosaros. It's coming to exclude the case of an ola that comes from the extra. For example, let's say you have an asham that was supposed to be brought, and it got pushed off because for whatever reason. Because it got a mum, so the asham got a mum, so you brought a different carbon asham. Now this carbon asham that got a mum, it grazes until it gets this. I guess it grazes, and what you do is that. Let's say it a different way, you had a chiyuv to bring a carbon asham, you lost the asham. You brought another Korban Asham in its place. Now you find that first Asham. So that, what do you do with that first Asham? I was already makriv with my Korban. That Asham has to then graze until it gets a mum. When it gets a mum, you sell it. You take that money and you buy and you bring olos nadava. You buy with that money, you bring olos nadava. So these olos, there's no chiyuv, there's no one who's obligated on them to bring them. That's what's come to exclude. So if you have one of these olos, what's called olos, ola mosaros, ola from the leftover, from the extra, and someone tries to do tamura, it doesn't affect it. Because according to Rav Shimon, it has to be only something that is a chov. Right? So amra le, so lo nitzcha elo ola haba min ola mosaros. The Gemara says, also I left out a little bit of information, but because the Gemara says, my kasavar. So what does Rav Shimon hold? The problem is, this is a machlokas as to who do we view as the owner of these olos mosaros, right? Ika savra lei. If Rav Shimon holds kemanda amar mosaros lenidvas tzibur azli, if you hold that the mosaros are brought for the purposes of the tzibur, well then I don't need your limud of chova to tell me that there's no tamura, because we already know that tamura is not effective on korbanos tzibur. Right? Mika savra. Ika savra lei kemanda amar mosaros. Lenidvat tzibur azli pshita delo abdul tamura ha ain't tamura b'tzibur ella. So what must it be? There are Shimon Svirule commander Amar mosaros lenidvat yachid azli. He must hold that the mosaros are used for an individual who takes a neder to bring a korban. So he guy says, I want to bring a korban ola. So you use those mosaros and you bring them. It's lerabos yachid azli. So who's the one who holds that the mosaros are brought for the purposes of the Yachid, man shamas le haisvara, that's Rabbi Eliezer. That goes according to the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer. Vashamina le behedja, and we know the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer, the of the Tmura, that these karbanos make Tmura. So you have a problem for Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, that what is the Pasuk coming to exclude? The Pasuk is coming to exclude olos mosaros. In order to even have a havamin, to need the Pasuk for olos mosaros, he has to hold like Rabbi Eliezer that olos mosaros are brought for Yachid. But if he holds like Rabbi Eliezer, he holds that those karbanos do affect Tamura. So Gemara answers simply, right? So we said, I missed a line. The Hashemin of the hedge of the Tamura, the Tanya, Ola, Ba, Minosaurus, also Tamura, to Rabbi Eliezer. So what's going on? So Rabbi Shimon, Savar like Kavasi Bechada, Pali Bechada. He holds like him in one case and in one rule, and disagrees with him in one rule. He holds like the Ola's Mosaurus are brought by Yachid. Therefore, I would have thought that I need to exclude, I would have thought that there's Tamura, therefore I have the exclusion, because he doesn't hold like Rabbi Eliezer that it can affect Tamura. Rabbi Shimon Savar like Kavasi Bechada, Pali Bechada. The Rabbi Eliezer Savar Ola Haba Minosaros Osa Tamura. He says, because Rabbi Eliezer holds that Ola Haba Minosaros makes Tamura, the Eel, and Rabbi Shimon holds Ein Osa Tamura, it doesn't make Tamura. So the Gemara says, okay, now, this gives a little palpitations, if that's the case, if this is the case, that according to Rabbi Shimon, Ola that comes from the Mosaros cannot make Tamura, right? There's Olas that come to it. What was this question that we had? I think it was on Sunday's daf. On the Sunday's daf, the Bayi Rav Avin, Rabbi Avin asked specifically in the sheet of Rabbi Shimon, he asked, right, in Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Yochanan, right, Rabbi Yochanan said, Ein mamrim v'chozen mamrim. If I make Tamura, it doesn't have the power to affect Tamura again. So we asked over there, Hifrish Asham l'schap rabo, if a guy separated a carbon Asham to get kapara with it, the Hamir bo, right? And then he did Tamura. So now I have Asham A and I have Asham B. Then I lost Asham A, right? V'n'skaper b'Asham Acher. And I brought Asham C, and it was a schaper b'Asham C. And then I found Asham A again, v'nitok zeh l'ola, and it's left over to be an ola, mahu sheyachzer v'yamir. Can you then, even according to Rav Yochanan, can you then do Tamura again with this Karban? Because even though it's the same guf, it's a different shame. Before it was an Asham, now it's an Ola. But Aliba Deman, but who is the Suffolk like now? Ilema Aliba de Rav Shimon, over there we said it's according to Rav Shimon, but Ha'amat Rav Shimon Tzvirulei Ola Abam Nasaros Ein Osa Tamura. What's his Suffolk? We just established now that in this situation, that an Ola that comes to the Mosaros, which this Asham A is now an Ola from the Mosaros, cannot affect Tamura. Forget this whole thing about one guf or two guf. It's an ola haba min mosaros. What was your suffix on Sunday? What was the suffix that he had? So he said, Rav Avin, hachi kami ba'ile. This was the suffix. We changed the whole suffix. He says, I mishkachas tana de kai kirim shimon de amar ein mamim v'chozun mamim. Number one, we have to find a tana. If we have a tana who holds that you cannot do tamura again. Ein mamrin b'chozer mamrin. And that Tano, and that person also holds Rasir Lake Rabbi Lezer, the Amr Ola Habamin Asaros Oza Tmura. And he also holds, like Rabbi Eliezer, who said that an Ola Habamin Moksaros does, can affect Tmura, then he has his Shilas. In other words, it's a sort of a hypothetical Shita. If I can find somebody who holds both of these Shitos combined, we don't have anybody, because we have Eliezer and we have Rabbi Shimon, who disagree on these. But if I have somebody who holds both of these Shitos, then I ask the question. Then I say, so if it's two gufin and one kedusha, what would be the din? Meaning, someone who is meimir and asham, his asham A, his meimir to the asham B, and then there is a, and then there was a mum, right? He had a mum that asham A gets a mum, so he's mechalal asham A onto another karban. So it's shnei gufin, and that other karban is an asham as well. So it's two and did tamura on asham A. When it was Kedusha 1, and now I'm bringing another body, another Asham, but it all stems from that first Kedusha. Can I then do Tmura with that Asham? I guess in this case it would be Asham C again. Can I do that? The Imtim, and this was again on Sunday's Nach, the Imtim Tselomar, and if you want to say that Kedusha's Achas, I think, I'm not sure what the Girsa is here, they take afterwards Olo, the Imtim Tselomar, that it's Kedusha Achas, it's the same Kedusha, and even though it's a new Karban, but it's the same, it's a new body, but it's the same Kedusha, because the second Asham, in this case, not the Tumur Asham, but the second Asham that replaced Asham A, stems from the Kedusha of Asham A, so therefore I can't return and do Tumur again. If you say that, what about the case of Shtei Kedushos V'Guf Acha? What about our case right now, of two Kedushos in one body? First it was an Asham, then it was lost, and then Makrib was something else. Find the first Asham, now it's an Ola, so it's one body, but two Kedushos. My, what's the din? Can that, and you were Maimir when it was an Asham, can you re-Maimir again when it is a Tamura? The Gemara then answers, Tibayi, leave it as a Tibayi. It's interesting, the Kshayla on Daf De, is Teku, here it's Tibayi, and they point out that Tibayi again is a Yerushalmi type Lashon. There's a lot of Yerushalmi influences in Maseches Tamura. Okay, so Hadron Allah Hakol Meimrim, Hadron Hakol Meimrim, Hadron Allah Hakol Meimrim. We'll pick up tomorrow the beginning of the second paragraph.